VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. NATO says one of its service members has been killed and two others wounded in an attack in Herat province. The organization said initial reports indicate the attack was committed by a member of the Afghan security forces. The Taliban claimed the attacker was one of its members who had infiltrated the ranks of the security forces. Hurricane Willa has grown rapidly into a, quote, extremely dangerous near Category 5 storm in the eastern Pacific. It's on a path to hit Mexico's western coast. Monday, local governments ordered regional schools on the coast to close and began preparing emergency shelters. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Willa could produce life-threatening storm surge, wind and rainfall over portions of southwestern and west-central Mexico beginning on Tuesday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. Saudi Arabian officials say the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son, expressing his condolences for his father's killings. And Associated Press correspondent Chris Torchia reports investigators want to know where Khashoggi's body is.
The big question is, where is the body? There were all kinds of lurid, grisly reports circulating in Turkish media about what happened to Khashoggi and how he was killed. Police have been searching some areas, looking in a forest, a park. But as of yet, the body hasn't materialized.
Saudi Arabia now admits Khashoggi was killed inside its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. It calls the killing a huge and grave mistake, and it is promising that those responsible for it will be held accountable. This is VOA News. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton is scheduled to meet over the next 2 days with two top Russian officials, among them President Vladimir Putin. He's expected to talk about President Trump's accusations that Russia continues to build and test missiles that violate the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons. If they get smart, and if others get smart, and they say, let's not develop these horrible nuclear weapons, I would be extremely happy with that.
The U.S. and Russia agreed to stop building, testing, and stockpiling ground-launched nuclear missiles with a range of 500 to 5,000 kilometers. A caravan of as many as 14,000 migrants continues marching away from violence and poverty at home north to the United States. Migrant Luis Perto says, although the caravan has faced challenges, now that it's in Mexico, there's no turning back.
It's very hard because the hit from the sun is getting us tired. But we're warriors, and we got to get to the place we got to get. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the administration is closely following the progress of the caravan. He accuses the migrants of violating the sovereignty, laws, and procedures of the countries they are traveling through. He also promised support for Mexican government efforts to deal with refugee and migration issues. Taiwan officials have launched an investigation into what caused a train derailment Sunday that killed at least 18 people and injured 175. The train was carrying more than 360 passengers. It derailed on a popular coastal route as it traveled from a suburb of Taipei. Some passengers interviewed by news agencies said they felt the train was going too fast. All of the train's 8 cars derailed, 5 of them flipped over. Pakistan and Russia have begun annual joint military drills. They're working together to fight the growing threat from Islamic State terrorists in neighboring Afghanistan. The drills began Monday at the National Counter-Terrorist Center in the mountain town of Pabi, where the Pakistan Army's commando unit is headquartered. Russian military officials said during the 2-week-long exercises, more than 70 Russian and Pakistani commando troops will undertake joint tasks at an altitude of 1,400 meters. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.